Hi there, and welcome to the first Logan Park High School Year 12 Biology Podcast. Subject today's enzymes, those proteins that do something, catalyze chemical reactions in cells. Other kinds of proteins are structural proteins, storage proteins, transport proteins like hemoglobin in blood, hormones, receptor proteins, contracting and motor proteins like muscles, and defensive proteins, antibodies. But what we're doing now is focusing on enzymes. Enzymes are biological catalysts. They're proteins that actually speed up chemical reactions, join together like beads on a string. There are 20 different amino acids, and it's their properties that influence the main thing there is to remember about proteins, their shape. Basically, the 20 amino acids come in two types: water-loving, called hydrophilic, and water-hating, called hydrophobic. When proteins get made, the chains of amino acids get made longer and longer. Then the protein gets put out into its environment, and if that's watery, all the hydrophilic residues will feel great and they'll be out round in the water, and all the hydrophobic ones will be repelled and they will clump together, and that'll make the protein fold into a particular shape. Now, there are some other things about protein folding as well, but that's a real basic thing. If they get put into an oily environment, like inside the membrane, then all the hydrophobic residues will be out and all the hydrophilic ones will be clumping together, and it'll make it a different shape. And stuff that affects the watery environment, like the pH, can change the shape of things again a little bit more. Okay, so we need to look at something about chemical reactions. There are millions of chemical reactions going on in cells. It's basically called metabolism. And there's two kinds of those. There's breaking big molecules down into smaller ones, catabolism, and building big molecules up from little ones, making stuff, anabolism. Those are the sorts of chemical reactions that go on in cells. There are reactions that make energy and reactions that use energy. So cells do this so that we can keep ourselves alive, keep building, keep things running. Now, catalysts. Enzymes are biological catalysts. What's a catalyst? We need to start off with knowing what a chemical reaction is. A chemical reaction happens when particles bang into each other going fast enough and the right way round. A catalyst is something that speeds up a chemical reaction without being used up. Enzymes do that job. They do it by holding onto the reactants in such a way that the reaction happens more easily. It's called reducing the activation energy barrier. The barrier that means that although the stuff in a match head burns really easily, they don't catch fire in your pocket, because there's a little hump of energy that needs to be provided before the things will catch fire. So catalysts reduce the size of the hump so that it's easier to get over and reactions happen quicker. The other thing about catalysts is that they speed up a reaction but aren't used up in the process. Enzymes are extremely good at this kind of thing. Peroxidase breaks down hydrogen peroxide up to 6 million times a second. Other enzymes are doing it thousands and thousands of times. So enzymes, catalysts made of protein. And they work both ways. So, I've said that they're proteins, we've said that shape's important. The really, really important thing about enzymes is that the shape is really specific to the chemical reaction. There's a thing in an enzyme, a fold, which is called the active site. The reacting chemicals bind into the active site. That binding changes the shape of the enzyme a little bit. It holds the reacting things together and the reaction happens more quickly. The folding of the enzyme is actually called induced fit. But a lot of people use a theory called the lock and key to explain how enzymes work. The product, the chemical, is the key. The enzyme's the lock. They're designed to fit together. Lock and key. Okay, so what influences enzyme reactions? Same things that influence chemical reactions, because enzymes are chemical. First up, temperature. All chemical reactions are affected by temperature, because temperature is about how fast the molecules are moving and banging into each other. So enzyme reactions are affected by temperature. And a rule of thumb is every 10 degree increase, the reaction rate doubles. But a thing to remember is that proteins are also quite delicate. So over a certain temperature, they'll irreversibly change shape. It's called denaturing. It'll go from, it's what happens to egg white, it goes from being slimy, clear, and sort of slightly yellowy to being white and rubbery. White and rubbery, when you cool it down, doesn't go back to being slimy, yellow egg white. It's denatured. Its shape has changed. And that's true with enzymes. Their shape changes, they don't work anymore. So heating them up denatures them. Okay, pH changes them. Enzymes are designed to work in a particular acidity. The ones in your stomach, high acidity. Ones in your cells at about 7.2, ones in your gut, a different one. And pH is a thing about shape. If you change the pH of an enzyme, you change its shape, and it mightn't work so well. So, enzymes have an optimum pH. Also, how much substrate, the more things that are reacting are in there, the faster the reaction goes, up until a certain point, because enzymes, because they've got a little hole, the stuff's got to fit in, the reaction happens, they spit it out. So if there's so much stuff that all the little holes are filled, it's saturated, so the enzyme reaction increases to a saturation point. Enzymes can be poisoned by things, lead, mercury, cyanide, stop or kill people because they bind into enzymes and stop really important enzymes working, like the ones that produce our energy. Last thing, names of enzymes. Enzyme names finish with the word A's. You get sucrase, which uses sucrose. Lipase breaks down lipids. Even something, pyruvate decarboxylase, you can say A's, it's an enzyme. It decarboxylates pyruvate, whatever that is. So, in a nutshell, that's enzymes.